There's some good news from research in the Northern Great Lakes region. University of Minnesota Research Associate Katya Kovalenko examined data from Lakes Superior, Michigan, and Huron. She plotted it on a map, highlighting all the places hurt by human activity, with problems like poor water quality, nitrogen, and other pollutants. They were shaded in red along the coasts and include areas like Radio Tower Bay in Lake Superior and the Charles Pond Wetland in Lake Michigan. But some of those places also had many types of fish. At a presentation hosted by Buffalo State College's Great Lakes Center, Kovalenko called them bright spots.
So what I show is that there are many different species of fish, despite it being one of the most stressed agriculturally and development-wise areas in the Great Lakes. How can it be? Maybe there are local factors, maybe there are buffers, maybe local community improvement efforts that made it better.
She wants to look more closely at those places to identify key issues.
We would have to go back and check for every one of those areas because you would need to get a lot more data to see what those are. That's definitely good news. It means there's some resilience that can be worked with, you know, to make it better.
Kovalenko also hopes to examine data from Lake Erie and Lake Ontario at a later date. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.